2-1-2 break. Lead pass, settle Brady, moving in, shoot, score!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Will Smith in front, he scores!
As the official ticket marketplace of the Sharks in the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Along the drive, great save by Askarov!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
All right, we are here with Tim Liljegren of the San Jose Sharks as the season comes to a close. And so, Tim, you talked about it last night after the game. You brought up inconsistency in your game. And, you know, I watched you grow into your role here in San Jose. So when you say inconsistency, I guess expand upon what you mean by that. Because I know that, you know, your role here changed. There was a lot of different turnover in the lineup. So what do you think that inconsistency means when you're talking about it?
I think I mentioned that last night too. I feel like it's just being a guy that the coaches trust every game. Mm-hmm. I felt like earlier in the year I could have a couple of good games and then follow up with a couple of bad ones. And I feel like after Four Nations break, it was more consistent and mm-hmm. still improvement to be made. But I feel like I was pretty happy with how I played every single game. So I feel like that's just being dialed in, and you know, it's a long year. You're gonna have ups and downs every year. Just kind of stay on top of it, be focused, and you know, try and play your best hockey every game.
How was it coming to San Jose and this experience for you here this year? Because I know obviously you come, you know, a little bit later in the year, and then suddenly, you know, you go from Toronto to here in San Jose, two very different situations. But, you know, you looked like you were having fun. There were already a couple of Swedes here on the team, so it was a good place for you to come to.
Yeah, no, I've loved my time here so far. Obviously, it helps with having some fellow Swedes in the team, kind of make the transition easier to go to another team. But I just love the group. I think we have a good mix of young guys and some veterans, and I feel like we have a good time when we're on the road. We're a tight-knit group, so it's been very fun.
Was it hard for you to try and keep the spirit light, maybe, and after some tough losses? Because even though you're a young guy at 25, you're still dealing with a lot of guys who are a lot younger. And was this a new role for you to kind of be more of one of the leaders on the team?
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe more when we traded away a lot of guys, mm-hmm. but I feel like I'm not the most outspoken guy, so I try to maybe lead by other ways. But it's tough on everyone to lose. But I feel like, as I said, we have a good group. We kept it light in the room, and it's tough losing, but I feel like we did a good job of, you know, keeping the spirits up.
I think that's what's interesting here is because, you know, at practice and doing interviews with you at different points and after games, it seemed like everybody, win or lose, you were always excited for the next game. And I think people see what's being built here in San Jose. I think they look at what you guys have been able to do in the midst of difficult circumstances, and they see a very bright future. I mean, if players come and talk to you and they ask you about San Jose, I mean, I imagine it's going to be easy to say, like, we're not as far off as the record might indicate. And the fact that you did have this much positivity amidst a down year, I think that speaks to what's going on.
Yeah. I feel like there was a lot of times this year where we were in a lot of games, lost by one goal. I feel like that's a good sign of what's coming. Our young guys have been taking strides all year, I feel like, and they're just going to keep getting better. So, it's an exciting time to be a Shark. And as you said, I feel like the fans here is awesome. They love the Sharks, so it's been a fun year for me being here.
Has it been fun living in California and the Bay Area and such?
Yeah, it's been nice having some sun. So that's been good for sure.
Nice. And then, you know, for your off season, what are your plans? How long before you you shut it down completely? Do you kind of cool off and then take time off and then slowly build it back, or do you try and not get? I know the saying is it's harder to get back in shape than get out of shape.
That's true. No, I'm gonna shut it down. I'm gonna be active. Mm-hmm. Not gonna have an organized workouts for now. Probably take 3 to 4 weeks off from organized training, and then play some tennis, golf, to kind of keep. Don't just lay in the couch for a month, but for sure take some time off to kind of relax and shut your mind off from hockey for a bit, and then get excited to get back on.
You'll have to go play some tennis against Hank Thrun. He said that's what he's going to be doing in the offseason.
Oh, really?
As well.
Yeah. Actually, I played when I was younger, and then I kind of stopped and then picked it up a couple of years ago, so nice. I feel like that's pretty decent workout, actually, if you play with someone that knows how to play. So that's fun.
I know that last year in the offseason, Ecky and Zetterlin played some tennis as well. So you'll have to call up Fabian in the offseason so you two can have a match as well.
Yeah, I'll make sure that happens.
Do you go back to Sweden in the offseason?
Yeah, I spent my summers in Sweden.
Nice. Tell me about that. Is that, I know you alluded to some golf. Obviously, you've got friends and family there. What's life away from hockey for Tim Liljegren? Are you, you know, barbecuing with friends, going out to dinners? So what do you get up to?
Just kind of try and spend as much time as possible with my family. Obviously, away from them for most of the year. So just bought a house last year. So I'm going to try and spend some time there with my family and have some barbecues and just enjoy being in Sweden.
Nice. That sounds very nice. Now, I've talked to, obviously, Alex about this and William before and Zetterlin, but I don't know who your soccer team is, because I know, like every Swede, you're going to be into some global football here. So who's your team?
I actually don't have a team. I didn't get into soccer. I played when I was younger, but I didn't really like hockey was my main focus. Just got into watching Premier League like 5 years ago, so I don't really have a team. I play fantasy. Nice. Premier League, so I just root for the guys I have.
So yeah, you're just trying to take it all in.
I could say Man City, but I feel like that would be cheating because they were the best team when I started watching, so it's easy to say them, but I feel like they play fun soccer.
Well, Ecky was a Man U guy, so you guys could have that rivalry going. Oh,
he's not having a good time then.
No. Since you've lived in North America, have you gotten more into like basketball or American football or baseball? Have you gone out to any of those games or anything?
I watched, not here, but in Toronto, I watched a couple of basketball games. Nice. I've been to some football games and baseball, but nothing to really catch my eye.
Which of those do you think you would have been the best at if you had tried it?
I don't know. maybe football. I feel like
you could run into somebody pretty well.
Yeah, I feel like that. Yeah, I mean, basketball, I'm not tall enough for. Baseball, I feel like it's pretty hard.
Yeah.
So I feel like I don't think I would be any good at football, but I feel like that would be the one thing.
It matches the skill set a little bit closer.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much fun was it this year? Were you watching all these young guys come in with San Jose, and maybe did it remind you of where you were a few years ago when you were the young guy?
Yeah, it's been fun. I mean, just watching like Mac and Will coming in 18, 19 years old. A lot better than I was at that age, so it's been fun to see, and I feel like they've been growing. And Shaq, Raffer, like the strides they've been taking, has been very fun to see, and I feel like that's, you know, grows the excitement of next year too. If they can keep building, they're gonna be, you know, huge pieces to our team, and it's been fun to see.
And then the other thing that always gets me is you live such a structured life with hockey from September till up to this point or whenever this season ends. Is it weird to kind of then have all that scheduling stop where you're just kind of in control of when you get up, you're not traveling, you don't have practice, that just all of a sudden you got free time?
It is weird the first couple of weeks, kind of you're so structured, you know, every day you have a practice or you have a game, you have your little routine, that's what you do. But it's a little bit weird. You have to cook three meals a day again, so it's a little bit weird in the beginning, but it's kind of nice. You know, it's a long year. Kind of just shut it all off and relax. So it's going
to
be nice.
I know you've taken bumps and bruises throughout the year, but is it good to be entering the off season, you know, relatively healthy?
Yeah, no, I feel like it's a hard thing to do in this sport, kind of be healthy at the end of the year, but my body feels good. You know, don't have any rehabbing to do, so nice. It's always nice.
Nice, man. Well, I will let you go. I appreciate your time as always, man. I'll probably be bugging you over Zoom in the off season for an interview. We'll have to work out the time difference, but we can make it work. But thanks, Lily, man. It's been great having you here in San Jose and looking forward to getting you back in the fall, right?
Yep. Thank you.
Keep it tuned to the Sharks Audio Network all off-season long as we keep an eye on the Barracuda playoff run, the NHL draft lottery, the draft itself, free agency, and more. Also, be sure to check out the other two interviews I did with Henry Thrun and Alex Wenberg, as well as end-of-the-year media availabilities with Ryan Warsawski, Mike Greer, and many, many more. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.